Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Mortgage Mom Connection. I am a mom of five, mortgage banker, and honestly, one of my favorite pastimes is business networking. Here on this podcast, I share connections that I have met along the way and some of their stories. This month's episode was inspired by a coffee meeting I had with a local bookkeeper, financial advisor, and tax consultant. Just so happens it was during the month of Father's Day, and they were all fathers. So it worked out really well. Hope you enjoy and make some great connections yourself. Thank you for taking some time out on a Friday for me. I honestly came up with this idea as we were having our coffee chat because it just was like a light bulb. We have a bean machine sitting at this round table, right? We have a bean counter, a bean saver, a bean advisor, and a bean lender. I wanted to allow you all the chance to share about your business and how you can serve small businesses. I feel that all of us here are well-equipped to help small businesses and support them. And I have to give Corey Swiftney credit because I was inspired by the name of his business, Bean Logics, and he describes himself on LinkedIn as a bean counter. So thanks for lending the inspiration for the idea on this episode, Corey.
Yeah, thanks, Jen.
Absolutely. Exciting. Yeah, so I'd like to start with you, Corey, as the bean counter, and I'm just going to use me and my husband's small business as a live example for our discussion today. So my husband owns a small business. He's self-employed. He has anywhere from 2 to 4 employees at a given time. And he's been self-employed for basically his whole career. He runs a painting company. And I met Corey a few months ago. Corey did a video consultation with us, gave us some really good advice and guidance, and opened up our minds to how we can streamline our processes and potentially reduce overhead and just plain headache if we would get in sync with a bookkeeper and a payroll specialist. So, Corey, I'd love to hear a little bit more about you and your family and your business.
Me and my family. Okay. That one caught me by surprise. So I first and foremost am a husband to my wonderful wife, Kate, who actually is the principal owner of Bean Logics. So technically I work for her. And we have 4 children, 2 biological and 2 adopted. The 2 biological are girls, 17 and about ready to be 14. And we have 2 8-year-old boys, both adopted from Ethiopia. So that's a little bit about my family with 4 children. We keep, particularly those age gaps, we keep pretty busy. Kate in particular stays very busy.
I can imagine.
So our business, Bean Logics, is 100% woman owned. Kate owns the majority of it, and Kayla Van Manen owns the rest. And they own and run Bean Logics, and thankfully they allow me to come in and do bookkeeping and some contract controller work and really just become the accounting department for our clients. And that's our goal, is we want to make this a not only a painless process of bookkeeping for our clients, but actually an improved process where not only do we take something that's a necessary evil that has to be done, all the bookkeeping, everybody has to do it in some way, shape, or form. If we're going to file taxes and do all the things that we're supposed to do as small business owners and responsible citizens. But we want to take that and elevate it and become their accounting department. So not only is it easy for them, but they can get information they need from their bookkeeping to help them improve their business. So that's why we are in business. We feel that small business owners really can use that trusted advisor on a day in, day out basis, not just once a year, not just a couple times for planning, but somebody that's available to them all the time in order to help them with their business.
Yes, you make a good point. We all have to do that work, the bookkeeping, and there are different ways that all of us small business owners accomplish that. I'm going to be transparent. I'm usually sitting on my office floor every December with all the bills and the invoices and the receipts, and I'm putting them in piles. And so I finally got tired of that, which is why I'm so excited to be working with Bean Logics now. Another quick point about the Bean Logics service, there's a lot of automation and tech involved that I was very impressed with. So could you just share a little bit about that process?
Yeah. So part of the Bean Logics name that we came up with is really using the tech relative to the logics and doing the counting of the beans. So it's really important to us. We've built our business on using technology in order to streamline and make efficient the communication and the process that needs to happen for good bookkeeping, and really giving small business owners the tools to make that so it's, forgive my language, stupid easy. So it's really, you know, it's the Staples button, right? Yeah. So we use technology all centered around Xero. Xero is our hub. That's our primary bookkeeping system. And then it works really awesome with other technology. We pride ourselves as cloud integrators, if you will, of bringing small business owners into the cloud and really modernizing their bookkeeping so they can really focus on the things that are important to them and not having to worry about all the paper rules, regulations, all the things they need to worry about. They can focus on their business. And that's why we use the tech as we do.
That's the most exciting part. I think all of us would agree. Everybody's moving a million miles an hour, and having tech is what small business needs for bookkeeping these days. Thank you, Corey. Well, that brings us to our bean saver, Jeremy Richmond of Richmond Tax. He has an office in Byron Center. Jeremy, I'd love to hear a little bit about you, your family, and your business.
Very good. Well, Jen, thanks for having all of us on the podcast today. Appreciate that first. And So, down here in Byron Center is where I live and have my business. Married to my wife, just celebrated 15 years. She's been able to stand me for that long. So that is a good thing, obviously. And then we've got three wonderful kids, two boys and a girl. We had two of our boys when we lived in the Denver, Colorado area. So born and raised here in the area, Grand Rapids area, but moved to the Denver, Colorado area for about 9 years. Loved it out there, but certainly missed home and planting our roots here in the West Michigan area. So we moved back about 5-6 years ago, now have our third, which is a daughter. And so got our three kids. They keep us busy. All of these COVID tax regulations that have been coming into play and changing, keeping us really busy too. But just really blessed with a wonderful family and to be here in the area. And then, with our business, Richmond Tax Services LLC, it's a firm that really focuses in on our customers. I know that the first thing that somebody's going to think of and when we see in the name is the word tax. And, certainly that is our avenue for assisting our customers. But the way that we look at it here is our clients have goals, they have dreams, they have businesses that are all a part of that. And our primary focus is to get to know the clients that we serve and to find a way to really invest meaningfully into those goals and dreams. And the way that we do that is through thoughtful tax preparation. Certainly 1040s come into play for just about everybody that works. But I think even more so for the small business owners, business owners really of any size. Kind of as Corey had noted, the ability to make sure you have your beans in order and have them counted and have your books and records in order, that is extremely important, because when it gets to the point of being able to have some thoughtful tax preparation and tax planning that is proactive, having all of your beans really, you know, counted and in the right order really assists me to make sure that I have the full picture and that we can make the best choices for you and your business so that you're in the most efficient tax structure you can be in, so that, as the old adage goes, it's not always just about how much you make, but it's also about how much you can keep. And I think that's where, you know, Corey can deliver the beans in the right order. And then they get over to you. You want to make sure that you're in the most tax efficient structure so you can save as much as possible. So you have as much left over so that you can continue to invest in maybe real estate through Jen, through you, with John, maybe in some retirement planning, maybe a 529 type plan. So you really have a lot of options, but it's making sure you have your books and records in order, obviously, but then also finding that right tax preparer that will prepare your taxes, but also will do some proactive planning to make sure that you guys are in the right vehicle for you and your business so you can achieve your goals.
I love the way that you describe it as thoughtful tax planning. That's key right there. Yes, that's excellent. Thank you so much, Jeremy. One quick question for you, Jeremy. If you could just touch on, is there a deadline coming up for the advanced child tax credit that we can help make people aware of? Is there anything they should be looking out for in those letters that are coming through?
Absolutely. It's a very timely question. And so the advanced child tax credit is a new concept that's coming into place, and it's technically coming into play for 2021 only. But there's talk that Congress and the president will plan to extend it. It just has not been done yet. So at this point in time, the child tax credit that we're all used to claiming a dependent and getting up to a $2,000 child tax credit is changing for this year. Now, that $2,000 tax credit is still available, but for certain individuals, it has been increased to either $3,600 or $3,000. And with that increase, the IRS is notifying those individuals via two letters. There's one that came out here recently in June that notified you of your eligibility for the advanced child tax credit. And there should be another letter that will be arriving that will tell you the amounts you would be eligible to receive. And the setup generally is that the Congress would like to pay 50% of that new child tax credit to taxpayers from July through December. So they're going to break those payments up, and they're going to try to pay 50% of the credit that you would be due for the new child tax credit through those monthly payments. And those monthly payments are going to be starting here really soon. They're going to be starting July 15th. And so if you want to get on the IRS's website, irs.gov, there will have some information. They also have a portal where if you decide maybe you don't want to have those payments in advance, you can opt out. If you maybe don't have all of your information updated, including direct deposit, maybe a child you had here in 2021, the IRS is supposed to release some functionality so you can update all that information, as direct deposit tends to be a great way to get it, but paper checks is really the only other option that the IRS has at this point in time. So the IRS.gov website has a lot of information, but with that 15th of July being the first payment deadline for that advanced child tax credit, something where you're going to want to make sure to have your information updated and be ready for that payment, or opt out if you so choose.
Can you opt out on the IRS website?
Yes, you can. The IRS website has instructions. And it has a link right there, right on their homepage. You can go on there. It'll have information about the advanced child tax credit. You can log into the portal. We'll ask you to provide some identification, so they'll verify your ID. But then, yes, you have the option online to update some of your information and also to opt out if you so choose.
Excellent. Yeah, this is a great time to just share with the audience, just creating an awareness here. Go to your tax consultant specifically for your specific situation and see what would be better, to take the payment or to opt out. So thanks for clarifying that, Jeremy.
Yep.
Well, after you've counted your beans and saved your beans with a tax strategy, you should see someone like John DeMar of Affinity Financial. He's got an office in Hudsonville. John, welcome. Thanks for being here. We'd love to hear a little bit about your family and your business.
Yeah, so I live right in Jamestown, right in Hudsonville. Married to my wife, Jamie, for almost 15 years. So just behind Jeremy there for the 15-year anniversaries. I have two kids, Jackson and Quinn. They're 10 and 5, so they keep us nice and busy. And our office is just about 2 or 3 miles down the road, so a nice quick commute. And just really starting to get more, you know, ingrained into the city and working with a lot more business owners locally here too. So, you know, our practice is really built off of kind of what Jeremy was saying of doing more intentional planning for companies and for just individual families as well. So like you said, you know, it's kind of keeping track of your beans, but it's also knowing even where they are. We have a lot of clients that have old accounts that are just hanging out there and they have no idea how much is in them, how it's growing. So we've been doing a lot of consolidating of those accounts and get a plan going for their goals for the future. So, and then working with business owners, it's a lot of just seeing what their goals are, if they want to expand, if they want to just continue doing what they're doing, but A lot of it recently has been giving them some type of added benefits that they can offer employees so that they either don't lose good ones or they can attract, you know, really good talent and keep them there for a while. So just really working with the owners and seeing, you know, what is their goals, and then kind of aligning ourselves with professionals like you, especially, you know, some like Jeremy on the tax side, to know that their plan is as tax efficient as possible.
Thank you. Yeah, there is this great sense of reassurance that I know Mike and I have recently experienced just from leaning on all of your expertise to put a plan together. Sometimes it just gets overwhelming and you don't want to think about it. But over the past couple of months, I know I've felt a great sense of relief, John, with the long-term planning and things. You also made a great point that now we've got employee retention on the plate of so many employers. It's difficult to find good employees sometimes, and that can be a part of long-term investment planning and strategy as well. Awesome. There's another thing that I wanted to talk about today, and that's just the importance of having this type of roundtable service available to small business owners. And this isn't to solicit business from anyone, but this is, again, just creating that awareness out there. If you're out there and you are a mom and pop shop and you're just hitting the grind every day and you're not really thinking about or diving into what we all just shared with you today, reach out to your own networks and your own family and friends. Everybody knows somebody that are in these professions, and get a circle of people around you to support you. You'll thank yourself in 10, 15, 20 years. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
And finally, yes, I'm the bean lender. So my day job is I'm a mortgage banker, and there are situations and circumstances, not all the time, but sometimes when it helps as a small business owner to leverage yourself with mortgage financing to grow your small business. A lot of times when people are first starting out, they don't have any capital and they don't have any business credit history where a standard bank can lend to them. Mike and I have experienced it in our own lives. We had to leverage ourselves personally. We had to build a paint shop. I mean, it's just, you have to take different steps. So if you are in a situation like that, reach out to your mortgage professional. You may be able, with these historically low rates, be able to leverage yourself a little bit better in that respect as well. And then another thing I do on the Mortgage Mom Connection is I always have a mom session. So I always vent just a little bit about mom life. And I love that this episode is being recorded in June because it's Father's Day month. So I've got a lot of dads here on the screen. I know with me lately, we've been hearing a lot of, I didn't do that. It wasn't me. Okay, there's four of them in my house, right? So we're talking like lights left on, TV's on, wet towels on the floor. So we bring them all in the same room. We're like, who keeps doing this? It's not me. It's not me. Well, here's what I heard last week. It's the drifter, mom. I'm like, what do you mean it's the drifter? They're like, there's a drifter that lives in our attic and he just keeps leaving the lights on, comes out in the middle of the night. I was like, wow, that's a stretch. I'm going to have to rein these boys in. They're way off in imagination. I don't know, but what do you guys got going on at your house?
I'm just trying to keep everybody busy during the summer, just keeping some scheduled activities as much as possible, and trying to stay outside, just trying to enjoy. It's been tough this week with all this rain, but yeah, just being outside as much as possible and really enjoying every day as much as we can, just because it seems like after the 4th of July, the summer really cruises by. So,
absolutely. And you're keeping them out of the house so they can't mess up your house, right?
Exactly.
Anybody else? You have a good Father's Day?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I had a great Father's Day personally. And I think for our perspective too, it's kind of keeping our eyes on the summer and enjoying as much time as we can with the family. Is, you know, we can see so much of life will be going back. And so there's some things we'll miss certainly about, you know, the COVID time period and spending a lot more time together. Having those experiences together, probably won't ever have those again. And so just trying to enjoy the summer and looking forward to, you know, a lot of aspects of the economy and the world opening back up here. But just spending that quality time with the kids and the family and enjoying as much of that before, you know, school starts again. Summer will fly, just like John said. So we'll be back at it and kids will be in school and everything will be off running again.
That's a great reflection and reminder. I appreciate that. I'm going to take that to heart, Jeremy. How about you, Corey? Anything fun going on at the house, or do you have a good Father's Day?
Yeah, had great Father's Day. And priority for the summer is really getting the kids out in a way so mom can have some free quiet time and just some mom time, which is really important, and going to work hard on that this summer. And we've got a few trips planned, which will be great and a lot of fun. Spend some time with grandparents and just get into the outdoors. We're excited.
Excellent. Sounds like I got some awesome dads on this episode. Thank you all for being here. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll be in touch. I'll have everybody's links when the podcast airs, and you can get in touch with these fine gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.